Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Statesman and the Storyteller, John Hay, Mark Twain, and the Rise of American Imperialism, by Mark Zwanitzer. Read by Joe Barrett. Prologue. I set out to write a simple and circumscribed book, the story of the final 10 years in the life of one man, John Hay. Hay was the United States of America's ambassador in London in 1897 and 1898, at a time when that city was the seat of the most impressive empire the world had ever known, and then U.S. Secretary of State from 1898 until his death in 1905. He was appointed to his position in the cabinet by President William McKinley and stayed on at the command of his friend Theodore Roosevelt after McKinley's assassination. Hay had first known of Roosevelt when he was a 5-year-old, called Teddy. These public offices landed John Hay in the center of action at a pivot point of American history, a rampaging epoch that introduced habits of conduct our national leaders employ to this day. The United States of America fought its first full-scale overseas war in those years and took its first steps toward displacing Great Britain as the most potent military and commercial power in the world. The United States took possession or control of Hawaii, Cuba, Puerto Rico, Guam, a piece of the Samoan Islands, the Philippines, and a good bit of Panama. The national reach spread east, west, and south. It would have spread north into Canada, too, if Theodore Roosevelt had had his way. The justifications for this explosive expansion of national aim and activity, much of which could be fairly judged by disinterested observers as extra-constitutional, "Oh, Mr. President," the U.S. Attorney.